This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. The local nurseries are filled with Fraser firs, balsams, pine, and spruce. Oh, that smell is awesome. You learned all about the different types of trees last week. Which ones are the most fragrant? Ones that can hold a lot of ornaments, and ones that have those pretty soft needles. Now we need to talk about the care of those beauties you brought into your home. My sister tells the story of the Christmas my dad was working out of town, but my mom, 8.5 months pregnant with me, was determined to get Christmas started. So here she is trying to drag the Christmas tree off the top of the car into the house. Thankfully, good neighbors came to the rescue. I hope you measured the area you plan to place your tree. I have a friend who didn't. Trust me, a chainsaw in the house is a really bad idea. Anywho, once you get your tree home, before you bring it in, take a half-inch straight cut off the bottom of the trunk to reopen it to take up water. They can seal over sitting out in that tree lot. Keep your tree away from heat registers, radiators, computers, fireplaces, space heaters, and any other heat source. These will speed up evaporation, cause moisture loss, needle drop, and create a possible fire hazard. You know where you're going to put your tree. Now you need a water stand that's big enough to fit your tree and filled with warm water, ready and waiting. An average 6-foot tree drinks about a gallon of water a day. Don't let it dry out, or it could seal over again and dry out much faster. One old adage had people putting sugar in the water. It does nothing but attract the dog, the cat, and curious kids. Oh, I can hear the sounds of Gene Autry as my mom used to play that album while we decorated. Go to GardenBite.com for more information and find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.